a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So if you missed it, I hurt my wrist.
How'd you hurt it, Tom?
Digging a hole. There's a lot of clay in Lara. A lot of clay. Had no idea. It's all clay.
Hang on. Where else is clay, though?
What? Pretty much everywhere in Geelong, I think, is clay.
You didn't have a proper shovel, like a long-handled shovel, so you tried one of the ones with the little handle on the end. It bent.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Fisher Price.
I mean, it was a $6 Bunnings jobby.
And then you went to a pick.
Yeah, which had been found on the side of the road.
And almost knocked yourself out.
Did, yeah.
Because the metal bit almost fell in your noggin.
Yeah, it just slipped down the pole, and so I fixed that because I'm quite a handsy guy. And so I used little nails. So then, once that was all right, I then proceeded to dig my hole with my pick. But I was already suffering from a sort of RSI-style wrist ligament injury because I had previously, a few days prior, gone around my whole yard with one of those little hand pump things, weed killers.
Spray bottle.
Yeah, and just did too much of this action with
and
my hand.
And then on the Xbox afterwards as well.
Mate, I have two children. I don't play Xbox anymore.
But, Luggy, it's all fine because Tom wore a loose-fitting wrist strap for 24 hours.
No, 48 hours. 48 hours. Yesterday as well.
And it fixed everything.
Is that the update? That was the worst bit of wrapping I've ever seen. Don't give me that face.
It loosely dangled around your wrist and your thumb.
You're like, hey, everyone, injury. I'm surprised you didn't put up a selfie in a hospital bed with this. Oh, don't ask, guys. No context, but here's my arm.
Here's the update, gang.
Okay.
It's actually worse, but I can't wear strapping or bandaging for fear of sort of workplace bullying. So I was given such a hard time for my strapping that now I am emotionally too damaged to be able to protect myself. So I'm sort of going to have to go to work cover, I imagine. Or something.
I think you realised how little that strapping was doing and you thought, what's the point?
Well, I had to make a decision, Cameron. What hurts more, the injury in my wrist or your words?
Mate, we hold you together more than the bloody wrist wrap.
Yes.
Disagree.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hi.
It's looking back.
Lovely outside, so, you know, happiness is sunshine.
Yes.
Look at Drysdale.
Oh, Drysdale, you beautiful thing.
Got our camera out there on our transmitter looking out over the paddock. Beautiful one day, perfect the next, I believe, is the sales pitch for Drysdale.
I believe it is. Mm. Yeah, it's on the bumpers now.
The bumpers,
the
you
bumpers.
Say?
Bumper stickers or number plates?
No, just the bumpers.
Well, where
the bumpers.
Do the stickers go?
Okay,
I believe
sure.
The roads in Drysdale, the bypass, it's like a bumper bowling, the way it's got the barriers.
Yeah.
Good luck with reference, Tom. Okay, so, Beck, what is the theme for this week's version of Lyrical Headlines?
Well, taking a little bit of inspiration from the Soccer World Cup, we had England being the runner-ups. Then I thought, what about musical artists that are coming to Australia in the next 6 months or so? English artists coming to Australia.
English artists. Well, specific.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, there's two massive artists and I'm just like, no, no.
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 Okay, what we're going to do is try and guess while you read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. We get it half wrong or completely incorrect. The other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Lucky.
All right,
yay.
We're on fire, gang. Are we all ready to play Lyrical Headlines?
We are.
Let's do it. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. The lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against have brought me down to my knees. Oh, I beg and plead. Singing come out things that unsaid shoot an apple off my head.
Link.
Oh, man.
Coldplay?
Yes.
Clocks?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
I may have misunderstood. Are they from the UK?
Yeah, where do you think they're from?
Chris Martin, is he not American?
No.
Oh my
he married
goodness.
An American.
Yeah,
I know something about music more than you. This is amazing.
Here are two bands that I know nothing about, Coldplay and Nickelback. Wonder why.
Oh, so cool, Tom.
And I had to giggle listening to your What's Trending before talking about Coldplay, and I'm like, it's the first song of
That's
Lyrical.
Why I was like, one of them's Coldplay. I've got to figure out which one. All right, there we go.
All right, okay. Cameron. Well, I've learned something this morning, so that's good. Yeah. I'm a winner anyway. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I'm done hating myself for feeling. I'm done crying myself away. I've got to leave and start the healing, but when you move like that, I just want to stay. What have I become now? Looking through your phone now, oh no. Love to you is just a game. Look what I have done now. Dialing up the numbers on you, I don't want my heart to break. Baby, how do you sleep when you lie to me? All that shame and all that danger. I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Baby, how do you sleep?
Loggie. When
Loggie's about to burst.
I don't know who it is. How do you sleep by Rita Ora?
Not Rita Ora.
Damn.
Okay.
So I've only got a few lines left, but
go for it.
All that fear and all that pressure. I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. I was thinking someone would have got it by now.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I know. I vaguely know the lyrics, but I don't think
you don't
I
want to
know.
Have a guess.
No, Lingy, do you?
British
no.
artist.
No.
Sam Smith. How do you sleep?
Oh. Love Sam, but
yeah.
If we can get through one more song without you two guessing anything, I'm going to be the winner. This is awesome.
Oh, yes, you will too.
All right, mate, I hope this
positive
is a really
thoughts,
hard one.
Positive yeah. thoughts.
Winning what? By default. 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 All right, here we go. Question number three, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Hell is gone and heaven's here. There's nothing left for you to fear. Shake your... Come over here, now scream.
Loggie.
Lingy.
Oh.
It is Loggie.
Let me entertain you, Robbie Williams.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Of course, coming to A Day on the Green in Geelong later this year.
Amazing. Go, Robbie. Did you know that Robbie was from the UK?
No, again, sort of, yeah.
Aww.
Seriously?
No, of course not. Here we go. Question number four. This is a tiebreaker for you guys, or I could just make it a real sort of tie for the whole
thing. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Because I don't care too much for money. Money.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't get it.
It is... Well, it's Paul McCartney, but it's the Beatles. Money Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, oh. Wow.
Well, technically that is...
Just drop one word off that
yes.
name.
Yes, Money Can't Buy Me. Buy me love. Money! Love!
The Beatles Can't Buy Me Love?
Yes!
That's a collective.
No, yeah, no, I'll give you that. Yeah. You're fine. Oh, log
high
wins.
Fives
log wins.
In the studio and everything. Look how you bring us together, Beth.
Yay!
All right.
Are you going? Is anyone going to that gig?
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you're not. Are you
I'd
going?
I'd love to, but no.
Are you going?
I bought tickets for Jimmy's parents.
Oh, you're good. Nice.
Oh no, they're paying me for it. Oh. They're just overseas. But I wanted to go.
For the rest of us over here, including the listeners, that's it for Lyrical Headlines. Returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Beforehand, we were chatting about weather because Tom is our weather guy.
Yeah.
And you and I, let's be honest, becomes a bit of background fodder for us.
Yeah.
Because every 15 minutes and, you know.
Appreciate the updates, though. It's 100%. Always good to know what it is.
You do a great job.
This is always our chance to just zone out and check our messages.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. We get so many messages.
Yeah.
Do you? I get
emails.
I know. I'd get them too. Anyway, we had this made up for you a little while ago.
Weather chat. A cloudy day ahead. Rain. I need a t-shirt that says weather guy. Into weather? Yes, I am.
No.
Ask me about the weather and I don't even have to look anymore. Bit of wind.
Still no t-shirt that says weather guy.
I
so
know.
Can we get you one?
Thinking about Christmas then, or Father's Day, weather guy.
Okay, writing it down and putting it...
Just when I thought you couldn't get any cooler... You're the weather guy.
Mate.
Awesome.
It's important to sort of know your role.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your role, Cameron?
I'm not exactly sure.
Talking footy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Monday about this time, we do the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, who are your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. But it's not Monday, guys.
It's not. Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry to confuse you.
I'm glad you both are clever enough to have worked that out.
What happens, though, is we lose you on a Friday, Lingy. Only are you not in here in the studio, but you don't answer calls.
That's correct.
Text messages, emails, any of that bizzo.
Correct.
So we thought we'd talk about it today before you sort of ride off into the sunset.
Yes.
For 3 days. The fact there's a big game coming up on Saturday night at GMHBA Stadium. It's the Cats versus the Bulldogs. You, former Cats legend. Not so much anymore.
That's a bit of a drop off.
Come on. He's got a plaque or two, I imagine.
Still Bulldogs legend. Brad Johnson joins us on the line. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Tom, Lee, Loggy. How are you guys?
Good. Now, this Monday you were up in Sydney, but next Monday will you be here in the studio? Can we confirm that?
I'm not too sure, Loggy, at this stage. I was that bad in Sydney, I think I've got to go back there
to
record what we did. But I'm some chance to be there, of course. But do you think that when I have a think about things, and I was just listening a little bit earlier as well, and I agree with Cameron just before the news, that when you get a random text from Tom saying, can you come on Thursday just to pump up the big game, that you think I go to... Yeah, no worries. We're going to talk about the game. Do you really think I don't know you guys well enough to think there's more underlying with the reason you've got me on this morning? So do you think Cameron and I have had an off-field discussion as well?
Just to
make sure that, hang on a second, we're the ones that are always copying it from you guys. So we're going to turn the tables here. We're going to... According to Charlie Sutton, shop early.
So we're getting
in first this time, Loggy. So there's nothing there. Cameron, I'll throw it over to you. You explain to Tom and Loggy exactly what they're going to do on Monday morning.
I hate everything about this. I hate it.
Hang on. I'm so impressed. They've done work? What? Yeah. I'm excited.
Hey, here's how it's going to work, okay?
Oh, my God.
Here is how it's going to work. There is a lot on the line on Saturday night.
Stop giggling in the background, John.
It is a big game. We understand that. Now, you two, who've never known anything of any consequence since the year 2000 as Essendon supporters, need to feel what it's like to have something truly on the line, to have a game that matters for both of you. So, Jono and I are going to allocate you each a team on Saturday night.
Buzz, not Cats.
Tom, you are the Cats.
No!
Loggy, you
Come
are the
on,
Western Bulldogs.
Yes.
You are tight. The Western Western Suburbs crew with
Jono. 3-0, 3-0.
Tight. Okay. Tommy, if the Cats win, Loggy has to pick up your laptop there. Yeah. Show us the photo that you had on there.
Oh, no.
Show us the photo.
No, it's gone now.
Okay. Is it a full face paint? In the colours. If the Cats win, Loggy has to get the full face paint, Cats colours, everything completely covered. If the Bulldogs win, Tommy, you got to get the Bulldogs face paint completely covered.
Hang on, that was our game.
And to add a layer to it, what you're going to do, Loggy, you know you record Lingy and I on socials all the time. So we're going to record you or Tom singing the theme song of the winning team.
No.
Fully face painted.
No, I'm not singing again. Because I told you,
colours.
I've got PTSD once. I lost a bet. I had to sing the national anthem at the Port Ferry Seagulls. I'm not doing any singing again.
We're not interested in hearing. This is just the way it is. Jono and I have finally done preparation for a show.
Yes, it's incredible.
No, I don't like it.
Staggered.
We're in control of this segment now.
You better get non-streaking face paint because there's going to be tears, I guarantee
you.
Okay,
so who's painting though? Who's painting?
Jono, we'll organise someone.
Okay.
So whoever you'd organise to make...
I'm very good at it, guys. I'll come up with something.
Okay.
No, so, Jono, when we haven't organised something, it's okay. We piggyback others. So the person that you'd organise, Loggy...
Was to do me or Jono.
Oh,
I was going to do
Loggy
it.
Loggy was going to do it.
That were
was
you?
Gonna be yeah, because that was going
to
be...
That's why we picked Tom to be the Cats, because all their senior players are out, and if we lose this one, it's a true debacle for the Bulldogs. So we're sort of confident. I'm kind of confident the Dogs will... The dogs will win, so we'll be painting Tommy's face anyway, Loggy.
All right, good.
I have very sensitive skin.
Good, as a little cat.
All right, thanks, Jono. Hate you. Cheers. See you later, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.